T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, you had some harsh criticisms of Senior Services Department regarding Ruthie's Law and its enforcement. I guess my question to you is, do you think that this thing is constitutional, Ruthie's Law?
Look, as I said at the committee meeting, this law was passed by the full legislature and heralded by the county executive as something that was going to protect seniors and get nursing homes into compliance. 2 years and 7 months later, less than 50% of nursing homes are in compliance, and the county senior services director is doing nothing to enforce the law. Making nice phone calls and asking these people to comply isn't going to get them to comply. The only thing that they're going to respond to is if we start using the teeth of the law and levying fines.
So let's say come in February when the new data comes out and you find out that these nursing homes that are habitually not being compliant continue to not be compliant. What does the legislature do? What do you do? What do you do to the Senior Services Department?
Look, I was talking about that with my staff, and I think what we need to do is we need to pass a resolution that tells the Senior Services Director, start fining these organizations that aren't in compliance. That's what the law calls for. And if the organizations or the nursing homes don't believe that we have the constitutional right to do that, let them challenge us in court. As I said, the county attorney's been here before, legislators have been here before saying that we're not afraid of litigation. Let's prove that and actually protect our seniors.
What do you make of Dave's response that I think you mentioned kind of a more softball approach, more of a soft approach. Is that just not good enough at a certain point? Now that's been 2-3 years.
2 years and 7 months later, a softball approach doesn't work. We could have tried that the first 3 months, the first 6 months, the first year even. We're nearly 3 years into this law being in existence, and the county executive touting it as a way to protect seniors. They're not enforcing it. Softball approaches aren't going to work. The only thing that they're going to listen to is fines.
And maybe just a little bit of background on how this came together today. Obviously, you guys released a letter back in late October, early November. I know there was kind of some doubt on both sides as to whether or not this would come before a committee. What maybe changed and led up to today?
It's a great question. I had no prior notice that we were going to be having this discussion today. The Senior Services Director sent a letter in early January, basically giving an update on what was going on. And then he was here today on something else, so they asked him to have the conversation. I'm glad that we did, because it shows that we're still not doing anything, or that the Senior Services Department still isn't doing anything. But, the county executive and the county attorney are the ones that drafted this law. If they don't want to enforce it, that's on them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.